going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
We're joined now by the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports betting insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We've got the NFL draft tomorrow night. We've got Major League Baseball action, PJ. We've got NBA action. It's good to have you on with us. Let's get some winners. What do you say?
Let's do it, fellas. Great time of the year, like you said. I mean, pretty much, any kind of sport that people like, pretty much have a piece of it going on right now. Great time of year.
Yeah, the game I think that I wish was on 7 Eastern. It's going to be on at 9:30 tonight, up a little later for Golden State in Houston. And here is Houston, a favorite in Game 2. Golden State taking Game 1. BJ, any plays in this matchup here tonight?
Yeah, Gene, I like the Rockets on the money line. I like the over as well, you guys. So the total in Game 1 was 213.5. It's at 204.5 right now, which is just kind of insane that off of one game it's moved 9 points. So, like, you know, it was an extreme under game. But again, Jalen Green, Fred VanVleet for the Rockets, two of their top scorers. You go back and look at how they shot the ball, probably not going to shoot that way maybe any other game the rest of the series. So, I both teams will adjust. You got great coaches in Udoka and Steve Kerr. I think 204.5 is too low, so I like the over there. And then I like the Rockets on the money line. I don't really want to lay the 3.5 over the possession. Game 1 was close. I would expect this game to be close as well. So I like Houston there. And then, guys, just looking like big picture right now on BetMGM, the Warriors are minus 400 to win the series. The Rockets are plus 310. I think Golden State is going to win. But again, I just like the overreaction of one game in this series with the Rockets really having a poor shooting performance, I just think is way too drastic. So I think there's some good ways to get involved in the Rockets tonight. I like the money line. I like the over in the game. And I would take a piece of plus 310 to win the series as well.
Out east, we got a couple of first-round series that continue tonight. The Celtics are up 1-0 on the Magic, and they're home at home tonight against Orlando. Any plays in this matchup that you like, PJ?
So, guys, same deal with Rockets-Warriors. The total in Game 1 was 204.5. Now we're at 196.5, 8 points off of one game. I'm just going to continue to take the value here. I'm going to bet the over. The spread I'm staying away from, it's a little fishy, right? Boston was 12.5-point favorites in Game 1. They covered the spread. Now it's 10.5 in Game 2. So, look, I get it, right? You drop the total that much from 8 points. Then you bring the spread down a little bit. I'm staying away from the spread, you guys, but I do like betting the over in that game as well. Again, if you're going to move a line 8 points off of one game and there's no major injuries, I'm going to bet the other way. So I like the over in both the Magic game and the Warriors game as well.
Yeah, and then you've got the Miami-Cleveland, which is buried to NBA TV. Your thoughts on that? And also, PJ, for a lot of our listeners, the Knicks tomorrow night in Detroit, and And to me, just the eye test there, that didn't, it hasn't looked right. I thought the Knicks were fortunate to win game one, didn't deserve to win game two, and Tibbs complaining about officiating, which I don't think is the reason. That's just my opinion. But your thoughts on the Knicks as well as what we're going to have here tonight between Miami and Cleveland.
So, yeah, I'll start with the Heat game. I like Miami plus the points. I think this is a good bet with them. Look, that game one was just a bad spot. They had played three straight road games in a row, right? You played the two playing games on the road at Chicago, at Atlanta. That game went to overtime. Then you turn around, you get the one seed who's off of an extended rest. And Miami, like, at no point did it feel like they were going to win that game, but they were always hovering around the spread. So now you get a little extra rest. You played a game. Spoelstra, as we know, is one of the best in the business. I like the Heat to keep it close tonight, so I'll take them plus 12.5. Knicks Pistons, Gene, this is a tough one. I think the best way, I mean, the way this series has been going the first two games, right, Detroit's kind of built the lead in the first half, third quarter. The Knicks have kind of cut into it, and that's really the way I think you bet it. Obviously, they made the 21-0 run, as you mentioned, in game one. Then I got them plus 7.5 in the fourth quarter. They lose by 5 in game two. So, again, it's a pick 'em. Knicks small favorite, minus 115. You figure at some point either side's going to be up 10-15 in this game, and I just look to bet the other way. So live betting for me, the way that I like Knicks Pistons game three.
Any other value in the other series out west, whether you're talking Thunder, Grizzlies, Nuggets, Clippers, Pacers, Bucks, any of the series, Lakers, Timberwolves, obviously, any of the other series that we're not going to have action for tonight that have your interest here later on this week?
You know, I think Pacers, Bucks, a lot of people like Milwaukee to pull off the upset in that series. And, I mean, you got them at plus 170 at the start of the series. Now you're getting them at plus 425. And we know the old saying, right? A series doesn't start until the road team wins. Dame played in game two. He's back. The Bucks looked much better in game two. Look, Indiana's a really good team at home. They're tough to beat at home. I think going back home to Milwaukee, though, this series could easily be tied 2-2. So I think the fact you're getting Milwaukee at plus 425, I think that's some pretty good value there. And then Clippers-Nuggets, you guys, I think you got to look at Denver at plus 160. I think the Clippers are the better team. And even though Jokic is the best player in the world, Kawhi's the best closer in that series, and the way he was able to take over game two, that's how they won it. But look, they needed him to nearly shoot like a perfect percentage from the field and score 39 for them to win that game. So even though I feel like the Clippers are better, I just, you know, guys, you watch these teams play, and like the Nuggets could easily be up 2-0, and it doesn't feel like they've played their best ball. So again, just from a value standpoint, I think this is going to be 2-2 going back to Denver for game five. I like the plus 160 with the Nuggets as well.
Yeah, we're talking to PJ Glass, your host of Send It In, which you can hear daily on the BetMGM network. PJ, as far as baseball, you've got 10 games tonight. Typically, Wednesday is more of a getaway day, and we have the Mets in progress. We have the Yankees in progress. But if we want a little action here tonight, I know you've got some thoughts on this. I'm looking at some of these. Okay, Twins minus 250 against the White Sox. I'm not going anywhere near that, but there's some other matchups here that you got the Dodgers. Is that correct? They're getting plus money tonight? I know the Cubs are off to a good start here.
They are, Gene. Yeah, it was going to be my first bet, was taking the Cubs on the money line, guys. There's a great vibe around this Cubs team right now. Their lineup is the best in baseball at this point. They're putting up a ton of runs every single night. Wrigley is rocking, and especially with the Dodgers in town, it's going to be a great environment. Like you said, Gene, I mean, look, the Dodgers minus 105, I mean, there are so many people waking up this morning and being like, or looking at the lines today and being like, we're getting the Dodgers at minus 105. I mean, you're rarely going to see that all season, but I think there's a reason for it. Cubs they're hot right now. They don't fear the Dodgers at all. So I do like Chicago minus 115. And then I like the Pirates tonight as well as another dog. Andrew Haney going up against his former team. The Angels have come back down to earth a little bit after that hot start. And I think the Pirates, Haney will be able to keep the Angels' offense in check just enough for the Pirates to score enough runs to get the win. So I like Haney going up against his former team. I like Pittsburgh plus 115.
PJ, it's nothing we can bet on legally in New York State, but it is the NFL draft tomorrow night. And I know you spent a lot of time talking about what could happen, the outcome, where certain players could go. What are you looking forward to most for tomorrow night?
I think it's got to be where Genty ends up, right? I mean, him and Shador, it feels like, are the two players at this point that are generating the most buzz. And obviously, just doing what I do, talking about betting every day, and watching the market move on Genty over the last couple weeks, but especially over the last 24 hours. And now you're starting to get guys like Peter Schrager and Daniel Jeremiah right there coming out with their mocks the day before. I mean, guys, Genty is minus 210 to be the number 5th overall pick tomorrow to Jacksonville. I mean, you could have gotten him at like plus 350 3 days ago. So I think that's insane. I actually like Mason Graham right now, the defensive tackle out of Michigan. Like, you've missed Genty at this point, right? They're setting the price now at minus 210, where the books obviously have to overcompensate because a lot of smart people think that's where Jacksonville's going. We see this every year in the draft, right, where we get within 48 hours, within 24 hours, and there's just so much smokescreen and we just overreact to something. I feel like Graham was going to be the pick the entire time. I'm not changing now. I get Genty's great. I think he's going to be a really good player. But, like, does Jacksonville really need a running back at 5? You still have ETN. You invested. You got 3 new offensive linemen this offseason. You got Brian Thomas, who's the number 1 wide receiver. Guys, they had one of the worst defenses in football last year. Their GM, James Gladstone, came out and said they got to get better in the trenches. You have a chance to get a really good young defensive tackle in Mason Graham. So at plus 260 now, when this was like minus 200 like a week ago, I think that's the best value. And guys, to me, that's where the draft starts, right?
I mean, you look at the odds.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the odds. We know Cam Ward's going to Tennessee at 1. We know Hunter's going to Cleveland at 2. Carter's going 3 to the Giants. And Will Campbell's odds are starting to dip a little bit to New England at 4. But again, so much of that is because of the rise of Genty. And it's like, well, if we like him to go to 5, is there a chance that maybe they pair him with Drake May in New England at 4? I think Campbell's going to 4. To me, the draft starts at 5. So I think just the fact that his price is moving so much, the fact that that's really the first pick, it seems like, where there's uncertainty, to me, that's the most intriguing thing I'm looking at tomorrow.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So Danger just got back from New Orleans. That's where the PGA Tour is. Any thoughts on TPC Louisiana this week, PJ?
Yeah, the Zurich Classic. I mean, guys, you know, the last 2 weeks on tour, obviously the Masters with Rory, Justin Thomas last week winning as well. It just has been really 2 great weeks of golf. I don't have much this week, to be honest with you. Rory and Shane Lowry are playing, and they're plus 350 to defend their title, and it's hard to argue with those odds, obviously, the way that both guys are playing, the fact that they won here last year. So, like, if you're going to bet the golf this week, I just think you take some darts. You know, like, you look at, like, some 80-to-1s, some 100-to-1s, something in that neighborhood. You also look at the markets like winners without Rory and Lowry, right? Just eliminate those guys. So if you bet a golfing duo and they win, or they come in second, I should say, Rory and Shane win, you still win your bet at a great price. I did end up betting some JP Poston and JT Poston and Keith Mitchell at 18-to-1. I think Keith's combination of driving and his iron play with Poston's putting, I think, could be really good. So again, for people that don't know how it works this week, it's a team event. So they alternate each day, right? The first and third round will be everybody plays their ball. So like, you'll see teams combine for like 11 under par, 12 under par those days. And then rounds 2 and 4, it's alternate shot. So somebody will hit the tee shot, the other guy will hit the iron shot, and then they'll just continue doing that. So you're looking for golfers that are like comfortable with one another, whose games mesh well, and those kinds of things. So I took a shot with Poston and Keith Mitchell at 18-to-1 this week.
PJ, send it in. Tell us more about the show that you host on the BetMGM Network each weekday.
Yeah, guys, you can catch it every Monday through Friday, 1:30 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the BetMGM Network. You can listen on and watch on Twitch, on YouTube. We live stream on X as well. And guys, we do on that show what we do each and every week here on the Sports Bar. We go through everything. We talk basketball, hockey, baseball, golf. We talk a little bit of everything. So it's a live interactive show, and we encourage people to listen and chime in with any comments, any questions, or any bets that they have throughout the day.
So for folks who don't know, PJ is located in the Beltway, and big matchup here tonight, Washington and Baltimore, your O's. The Nats at home, they're sending out Trevor Williams and the I'm over my skis. Who did the Orioles? Who are the Orioles starting? Do you know Danger? I don't know.
The name escapes me at this very moment.
Oh, guys, it's Tino Sagano. He's going for the A's tonight. He'll be on the bump, and God, they need a good start because their pitching is abysmal right now. I'll be at the game. I'll be streaming the Caps game in my on my phone as well while that's going on. So should be a decent sports night, fellas. Look forward to it.
We live in the golden age of Baltimoreese for the Baltimore Orioles. It is a roster.
How did we not even get Tomo Sugano on the PJ Brown?
Yeah. That could have been a good one. Guys, I got to tell you, the next 2 weeks, I'm actually going to be on vacation. I'm going to Europe, and I'm heading to a city in Italy called Rome. I'll be in Rome. So I'll see you
well,
there.
If you're not in Rome, maybe I'll meet up with you at Lake Cuomo.
Lake Cuomo. A lot of good things in Italy, fellas. So I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you guys later, man. Have a good one.
Dude, right, enjoy your time. That's awesome. PJ Glasser, the host of Send It In on the BetMGM Network, our favorite Baltimorean, joining us here in the sports bar. 2 weeks in Italy. Attaboy, PJ.
Well, if I'm doing the math, now we're talking almost PJ Championship coming back and how the world looks 2 weeks from now.
That'll be crazy. Yeah. Appreciate PJ stopping by. We have Jay Binkley from 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, our Odyssey Sports sister station, joining us next hour. I've got a radical proposal for the NBA postseason, the NHL postseason, and basically every sport, because I've noticed that I think we, as a society, get more invested and more interested when this happens in our favorite sporting events.
When is our next Aaron Rodgers update? It's tomorrow, right? I'm going to cackle. I hope everybody kind of cackles that, and he's going to have to let everybody know what he's up to. Well, I've got some thoughts on who's involved in this.
866-4FAN if you want to pull up a stool and join us. 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.